The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. A new fly discovered in Thailand is the world's smallest. It's 5 times smaller than a fruit fly and tinier than a grain of salt. While it's not the smallest insect, these are the smallest fly. And get this, these tiny flies feed on tiny ants, decapitating them and using their head casings as their homes. The flies lay their eggs in the body of the ant. The eggs develop and migrate to the ant's head, where they feed on the huge muscles used to open and close the ant's mouthparts. They eventually devour the ant's brain as well, causing it to wander aimlessly for about 2 weeks. The head then falls off after the fly larvae dissolve the membrane that keeps it attached. The fly then takes up residence in the decapitated ant head for another 2 weeks before hatching out as full-grown adults. But think about it. When an organism gets really small like this, their environment changes. The viscosity of air starts to become a problem, and wind currents are major events. It's actually amazing how small something can be and still have all of its organs and other moving parts.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a daily glimpse into the natural world and is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio in association with the Cincinnati Zoo.